Well, welcome back, entrepreneurs. I'm your host, EJ Owens, and today we're going to be talking about overcoming your fears of networking. Well, it seems that more and more, a lot of small and medium-sized companies are doing a lot more networking. They can be doing networking through business associations or social gatherings, but it seems that these are taking more of the form of clubs or networks. And this is where people go to meet and discuss their business ventures or ideas and even experiences. But I think that a lot of small business owners are not taking advantage of it, even to the point where they're avoiding it at all costs. I think a lot of business owners think that networking is it's useless. Now, even if they don't think it's useless, they're still trying to avoid it for other superficial reasons. And they'll hide behind the fact that they have a lack of time or there are other issues involved and they have other priorities. And so networking is not one of them, so they choose not to do it. But I think the real reason that they're not networking is that they are scared. And so whether they want to admit it or not, it's deep down in their conscience and they know that it's true. They are scared to get in front of people and talk about what they're passionate, what they're committed to doing, what their business is about. Now, I can imagine that most of you dreaded the class about public speaking in college. Where all semester long, you had to stand up in front of people and give speeches about cats versus dogs and why you like one or the other, or your most emotional moment in your childhood. And most people sat in the classroom, and while they were supposed to be quiet, they still giggled and made faces at you, and it just confirmed that you ought not to be standing up in front of somebody speaking. Then on the other hand, some people just have a natural God-given talent and gift to get up in front of people and talk, and you ultimately envy them, but you outwardly despise what they're doing. But that's okay, because today we're going to face down the fear. All right. Now, nobody wants to be in a room full of people that they don't know and then try to strike up a conversation. But you can answer the question, how do I do it? All right. How do you enjoy talking to complete strangers? Okay. But this is what networking does. It pushes you from your everyday life and forces you to forget about your hidden social fears. Okay? Networking helps you grow both personally and professionally, because incrementally you're going to be telling your story over and over and over again till you become okay with it. You're going to perfect your elevator speech, which is the most critical aspect of marketing. Now, because of the importance of networking in your business life, you must face your fears and defeat them. So I've got a couple of steps for you. If you follow, you're going to take care of it. You're going to knock out that fear. You're going to move forward down that road of success. Now, the number one, the most common fear is the fear of meeting strangers. But you shouldn't look at them as strangers. Okay? These are potential clients, potential customers. Okay? But let me ask you this. Don't you meet strangers every day in the store, at the gas station, maybe even at work? Okay? So the trick is not to look at new people as strangers. The first thing you should do is see the people that you're meeting for the first time as friends. Try that. See how it works. Now, the second step is the fear of making a fool out of yourself. All right, if you accidentally spill your drink or say something wrong, this doesn't mean that you made a fool out of yourself. Okay, in most cases, it was just an accident. But your perception is people viewed you as a fool. See, we project on others what we see in ourselves. And so you're saying, if I would have seen that, I would have thought that person was a fool. But you'd be surprised that most people don't think like that, even though we want them to think like that subconsciously because we're projecting that image. Okay? Most people wouldn't even notice. But because it happened to you, you do notice. All right. So understand that when you're looking at yourself, you're looking at yourself through your eyes, and you're projecting your own insecurities and fears on yourself, when in actuality, people are busy fighting their own fears, and they're probably not going to notice a small mistake from you, so don't worry about it. Okay? And not worrying about it is not to be dismissive. It means to understand that this happened, and let's move on. Don't let it hold you back. All right, number three. Many people are going to be concerned about what I say. All right, well, if that's the case, then take time to prepare it. Okay, and this is what networking does, right? You're going to get in a conversation. You're going to say, hi, may I introduce myself. My name is EJ, and this is what I do for a living. So, you know, you're going to perfect that skill. At the same time, you're going to be defeating fear number three. People are going to be concerned about what I say. Well, you want them to be concerned about what you say because you have a message to convey. All right, so let's move on. The fourth and final step is the fear that another concern about networking is you're not going to come off as interesting. All right, well, you don't need to do anything special to be interesting. You just need to maybe ask some interesting questions and be a good listener. People love to talk, right? So engaging, interesting, you are all that. You just may have a fear that you're not. Okay? So have something ready to say, be prepared, and then practice a unique way of saying or introducing yourself. Okay? The standard introductions are great and wonderful for being in a conservative environment, yet it's not memorable. Come up with something that distinguishes you from the rest. A lot of companies have taglines, something that they can remember, something catchy. Well, be something, do something, say something that grabs people's interest, and now you are on the offense in the conversation. Okay. Now, if you're concerned about knowing how to finish a conversation, just take a little time and make some preparation. Okay, a simple sentence at the right moment, a natural break in the conversation is enough. That's all you need. But you have to practice this. Okay, overcoming your fears and concerns about networking, it's not difficult. You just need to relax and have a positive attitude. You want to meet people, you want to convey your message, and you want people to take an interest in your message. Practice it, do it, live it, and success will follow. Well, that's all for right now. I'm your MBA, EJ Owens, and have a great time, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.